Well, I'm excited to tell you that we got Kevin Swanson from the DNR back with us today. Bear, wolf, and cougar specialist with the DNR. Appreciate you coming in. Lots to talk about. Thanks, Kevin.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Big week this week. Bear regulations got approved for the next 2 years. We're going to talk about that in just a second. But we also have some pretty exciting news on the wolf front in federal court. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later on. So let's start with the bear regulations. And just to recap, tell folks, you know, what happens every 2 years.
Well, every 2 years, it starts with all of our biologists throughout Michigan that work in bear range. We look at the data together, the biologists and I and the technicians and all wildlife division staff as well as law enforcement division staff, based on the data, based on our registered harvest, hunter effort, hunter success rates, and our abundance estimate of black bear in each region, we come up with suggestions for regulations. So what the quotas are going to be in future years based on desired harvest. And that comes from the biologist as they meet with coalition members and sportsmen in their area. So there's a lot of debate. So then I take those recommendations after we debate them, of course, and bring those to the Bear Forum. It's a forum of about 12 different organizations and 6 non-affiliated bear hunters or bear enthusiasts. And then we debate it all over again. So it's a long process, and there's a lot of people involved, and that's a good thing because so many people are passionate about bear in Michigan. It's just amazing how many people are involved. And, of course, we don't always have agreement. We have to base our recommendation on the best science available. And that those recommendations were approved with a slight modification yesterday at the Natural Resources Commission meeting in Lansing. I was at the meeting, and the commission made a final decision and the director on our recommendation. So we're good to go for the next 2 years.
And generally speaking, give us a kind of a feeling on what happened and what license quotas are going to look like for the next 2 seasons.
Well, in the Lower Peninsula, it looks like we will have a significant increase in the harvest in the Baldwin, Gladwin, and Red Oak BMUs. Especially in Baldwin, we've had a lot more nuisance complaints and attacks on humans, dogs killed in Baldwin.
Attacks on humans?
Yeah. We've had a few attacks on humans down there. You remember the Abbey bear a few years ago attacked a young lady, and we've had a few hunters in tree stands that have been attacked by bears. It's just a certain thing that happens every now and again. It's very, very rare, but it does happen. And, of course, we don't base our decision just on nuisance complaints. We base it on the abundance estimate and many other indicators. So based on everything and the input from the bear forum and all of our hunters, we decided to recommend an increase. And there's a lot of contention about that, a lot of people upset about that increase, but we believe it's the right move. It's supported by our data, and we just have to see what happens here over the next 2 years, and then it'll be reassessed. In the Upper Peninsula, now we're looking at more of a mild increase. We are looking at an increase in harvest throughout the UP. Some BMUs will be up a bit, some will be down, but our abundance estimate, it's not as profound a change as it is in the northern lower. So it's been relatively stable in the UP, up about 12% in the last few years. So right now, excluding cubs, we have about 9,700 bear, give or take, in the Upper Peninsula, according to the estimates. So we are upping the harvest in the UP.
Well, I want to hear more about the chocolate issue, the barrel issue with bear hunters, but I also want to get to this wolf discussion and something significant that changed on that front with regard to the Endangered Species Act and the relisting and now delisting of the wolf. So can you hang around, and we'll talk about all this in our next Outdoor Report later this hour?
Sure will.
We'll get back with Kevin Swanson, Management Specialist for Bear, Wolves, and Cougars with the DNR. So stay tuned right here to the Outdoor Show.